This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, November 22nd. Well, we're entering the holiday stretch here. We would expect that volume will be down quite a bit and could make for some volatility, but usually you get into some pretty quiet markets, especially during the week of Thanksgiving and then the week of Christmas through New Year's. But generally speaking, the stretch from Thanksgiving to New Year's, considered the holiday period, tends to be one of lower volume and quiet markets. And again, that's not to say you can't have some volatility. If you get a news event that comes in on light volume, you'll get some pretty big moves in the market. And this year is set up to see some things like that. We've got the heavy rain coming across the PNW and up into Southwest Canada that's causing significant transportation delays of everything. And not to mention, you know, human cost, but it's slowing down grain transportation, which is going to, of course, slow down the exports of spring wheat out of Canada. The question is, are they going to try to push that down into the United States to sell here or just use our railways and ship out that way? So that's part of the Minneapolis drag here. Not really too sure what's going to happen there. If nothing else, it certainly slows down the exports out of Canada and maybe, you know, slows down sales too, obviously. So that could bump up their ending stocks for spring wheat. So that's been a bit of a drag on the Minneapolis market at the same time that winter wheats have found a fair amount of support. You've also got heavy rains falling in eastern Australia, which is slowing down their harvest. And it's falling right on the region that produces the highest quality hard wheat up into Queensland. They've had a fair amount of rain. They had a small window there where they could get back in the fields, and now they're staring down the barrel of another anywhere from 1 to 5 inches of rain across the entire eastern seaboard. So this is, you know, going to have a huge impact. New South Wales is the second largest wheat producer. It's going to hit there and again back up into Queensland with their higher quality hard wheat. It's going to hit there as well. So there's a great deal of concern now, not only about the quality of the wheat coming out of Australia, but probably losing some yield as well. Now, Australia had been looking at a big crop, the second biggest ever following last year's record crop, but from a worldwide perspective, it really can't afford to lose wheat out of a major exporter. And that's, I think, in the process of happening now. So this is supporting the U.S. wheat crop. It's been supporting, really, the world market to a degree. You know, you have the Southern Hemisphere harvest going on, and yet wheat prices have been ratcheting their way higher. World cash prices have been moving higher. And it's now we have these rain delays and some quality and quantity issues showing up in Australia. This is adding another element of support to the market overall. But for last week, the market actually took a correction. Again, Minneapolis leading the way down 40 cents on the week, which was 45 cents off its high for the week. KC and Chicago managed to eke out a positive showing for the week. Kansas City was up 2, but still down 15 from its high. Chicago was up 6, but still down 20 from its high. Corn was down 6, off 14 from its high. Soybeans were up 29, but still down 26 from the high. Soybeans, I think, kind of confirming their seasonal lows. They've had a nice little push here to the upside. Some concern about now shortages of soy meal or an increase in demand for soy meal as China starts to hoard its lysine, which is an additive for hog feed. Either hoarding it or just more logistical issues. I think it's a combination of both. But we've been hearing chatter about that for quite a while. That's starting to ramp up demand for soy meal. And so, of course, soy oil has been kind of the leader of the soy complex for a while. Just generally speaking, world veg oil prices have been very strong for several months, and that's been underpinning the soy complex here. But the overnight session is up about 20 in Kansas City. We're up about 16 in Minneapolis and up 17 in Chicago. Soybeans up 4, corn is up 5. So it looks like we're going to get off to a strong start here for the week. We did not gap higher. It was close in wheat, but we are into new contract highs. So the market stalling out at some notable resistance levels last week, but now we're pushing again to the upside. So the bull market is very much intact. Last week, the market tried to have almost give us a key reversal down in a very choppy type of price action. So we, you know, at these levels, you are going to have the sellers want to take a stab at selling the market and see what it does. They almost won a round last week. It was a pretty good reversal down, but we just didn't get any follow through then the next day, which was Friday. And then today you come in again, almost gapping higher, and you're pushing in a new contract high. So this takes us into another step up for the wheat market. Typically, markets tend to be working their way lower into the, you know, this time window, and then you start working your way higher into December. What I would expect is that you will follow that normal seasonal pattern. What I would also expect is the first couple weeks of January to see a lot of farmer selling step up for all the grains. With these prices, income has been quite high, and of course government payments have been high. So from a tax perspective, I think a lot of farmers are just waiting till after January 1 to get some more sales on the books. So expect some pressure from the cash trade kind of dragging on futures initially in January, but I don't think that's going to break the bull market. I think we'll rally up into that early February normal seasonal pattern, and then we'll take a look at where we are price-wise. We still got some room to the upside, and again, these are pretty lofty levels already, but I think Kansas City could reach that 950 level, which is another dollar higher than where it sits on the night session. That's a pretty good leg up still, but I would target either that price or the early February window for a high for the winter wheat. After that, it just depends on what Mother Nature dishes out as we break dormancy, but then that's another month beyond that before you really get the growing season started in mid-March. So there's still quite a bit of time to work this market. And of course, for the spring crops, they've got an acreage battle ahead of them. So I think that market for spring wheat, corn, soybeans, they all hold together well and start to work their way higher into early May, I think is when you'll probably see that high. And of course, by then, we'll have a very good look at what the winter wheat crop is doing. If we have dry weather, if you've got weather issues, then it just follows along and helps drive that grain complex forward. But for now, I think the market is going to continue to work its way higher through December, and then look for quite a bit of farmer selling, I think, to take advantage of these high prices as you get into early January. In the cash trade, we had U.S. soft red winter wheat offered at the Gulf at $360 a ton. That is up 2 from the previous week. Hard red winter wheat at $374 is up 1. Ukraine up 10 at $341. Russia up 5 at $345. France down 2 at $342. Argentina up 13 at $306. Pretty impressive for a country that's in the middle of its wheat harvest to be able to push FOB offers up that much. And one other thing, Russian exporters have been on a pretty good pace as far as selling wheat. They've been relatively aggressive, even despite a ruble that was strong to start with. But that ruble has dropped off over these last couple weeks, which obviously has helped the Russian exporter. But with the government talking about export quotas, at least starting in February, if not in January, that hasn't been completely decided yet. But the quota itself will be based on how much each individual exporter has already sold as a percent of the total from July through December. So the incentive for exporters is to bump up their numbers, so get as much exported as they can before December 31. That gives them a larger percentage of the total share. And so therefore they would have a larger percentage of the export quota as that finishes off the marketing year. So I would expect to see the Russian exporter become pretty aggressive, especially with a weaker ruble. But then again, we've seen their cash prices be up $5 on the week. We also saw last week on the Egyptian purchase, they only bought one cargo from Romania, but the Russian offers were $12 a ton above the Romanian offer. So there was just one offer of Romania at the cheapest price. Then Ukraine had some offers at $4 higher. But Russia, which normally would do all it can to secure Egyptian business, that's like the marquee business for them and it sets world price, they were $12 a ton higher. Maybe they'll get more aggressive if Egypt tenders again here soon, but I think suffice it to say that world prices are being elevated by this stronger Russian offer, and also by, the cheapest offers, not very much quantity was offered at those lower prices. So there's a lot of underlying support to the market. We see that the seasonal would have us moving higher into through December as well. So I think that, we had a correction last week. The market held, and now we're pushing it into new highs. So we just continue to look for the bull market to stay intact and work our way higher. Again, my target still would be that early February time window. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.